guys, welcome back to another vlog. It's 11:50 p.m. right now, and today we'll be talking about Crisis on Infinite Earths. This will be my breakdown of episode 1, 2, and 3, and 4. So, episode 1, we learned that the antimatter wave erased Earth 38. Spoilers, if you haven't seen Crisis, go check it out on the CW app right now. So, anywho, Earth 38 was wiped from existence, and Kara and Barry tried to save it, but they didn't save it with the Legends and Arrow and Batwoman. So Ali sacrificed himself, so they try to find the Paragons. Well, Mosin was the Martian Manhunter was a Paragon of Honor. Ryan Choi was a Paragon of Humanity. Barry Allen, aka the Flash, was a Paragon of Love. Superman from Kingdom Come was a Paragon of Truth, and then he died, so Lex Luthor was a Paragon of Truth. Supergirl was a Paragon of Hope. Batwoman was the Bat of the Future and the Paragon of Courage. Sarah Lance was a Paragon of Destiny. And they went to Purgatory, Mia, Constantine, and John, and they found out that Oliver became the Spectre. And then they fight the ultimate battle at the dawn of time. And then Ollie sacrificed himself for the new Earth. And if you want to hear more about this, go check out Crisis on Infinite Earths, because I'm not going to spoil anything. My next topic is about the recent vlog. I'm sorry if I was watching TV while I was doing that, so if you have any problems with that, well, go check out another vlog channel. Otherwise, sometimes I'm gonna do that. Anywho, Raka, I checked out your Batman versus Ronald McDonald. It was freaking awesome. I love the blood guts, the gores. Like, YouTube needs the free Raka, you know. And I saw the last Logan Paul vlogs. I can't believe your girlfriend is cheating on you with a guy that kisses her foot. That's gross. No guy should ever kiss her foot. Not if, and only if you're married. But couples do what you want. I don't care. Anywho, what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's episode will be a 10-minute video. This minute video will just be a 5-minute 30 seconds of a video. So our next topic will be about Lucifer. Lucifer, we're getting pop-ups, notifications that Lucifer season 5 will be definitely the last season of Lucifer. We're finally gonna find out about Chloe and Lucifer's relationship towards the end of the season. We're gonna find out, will the devil change? And will he stay in hell, or will he come back to Earth? Because his first love, spoiler, was Chloe, not Eve from Adam and Eve from the Bible. If you heard, Adam and Eve was walking around the garden, and there was a good tree and a bad tree with fruit. Adam and Eve picked out the bad tree that had apples on it. They ate the apples, and the snake bit both of them, so they both went to hell. And there were the sins, and Lucifer dated, we call his Eve, and Adam was jealous, so, you know, Adam married Eve. So here you go with Adam and Eve. So, more about that, watch Lucifer on Netflix. My last topic for tonight will be about my life. the coronavirus really sucks, so anybody at home, get your TV, get some water, get some food, stock up, binge watch the shows like Tiger King or Logan Paul Vlogs at Logan Paul on Instagram. Check him out. He's pretty cool. KSI, check him out on his vlog channel. Check out the Rack of Rit Twins profile. And I'll see you guys on my next 10-minute video. Check you all later. Peace out. Dark Spectator signing off. Alright, welcome back, citizens of the Bat Family. This is the Dark Spectator, and these are the topics we are going to talk about today. Before you do anything, like this, put on any playlist you want, and here we go, we're clocking in. Today we'll be talking about the Arrow series finale review, the Flash season 6 review of episode 19, the season finale. We're talking about the Logan Paul versus Antonio Brown fight, the Uncut Gems review, quarantine topics, and then we'll be clocking out today. Alright, it's time to clock in on the hour. It is 10:02 a.m. on May 29, 2020. I am glad for all of you who are listening to my podcast. I hope one day it will be like Logan Paul's vlogs and be the number one podcast in the world. Now here's my breakdown for the series finale of Arrow. I'm only going to put a little bit of notes in during this video. So if you want to watch this, it is on Netflix. It's only $9.99 a month. And here we go, we're starting. Oliver Queen was stranded on an island for 5 years in hell. His dad shot himself and tore his son to survive. And now he became something else. And then he had a team. Throughout the years, he couldn't make it on his own. And then he had to make the ultimate sacrifice during crisis. He became something else. He be called the Spectre. And then he died. But he is still remembered as the Green Arrow. And he wanted to carry on his mission without him, with John Diggle, Laurel Lance, Felicity Smoke, and the rest of Team Arrow. And this is the Arrow. After they went to try to find William Clayton, aka Oliver Queen's son, they said some few things about the funeral, and then Oliver changed the timeline, so everything is now different. Supergirl's Earth is now with Batwoman, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow in the Flash's timeline. So you want to watch more about this, I'm not going to spoil anything, but you can watch it on Netflix. It's only $9.99 a month. So our next topic will be about The Flash, Season 6, Episode 19 review. It's going to be a small review because I don't want to spoil a thing for any of my new fans who watch this podcast. Barry tries to protect McCulloch. Not Eva McCulloch, the husband of Eva McCulloch. Because Eva McCulloch is crazy from the Mirrorverse. If you haven't watched season 6 yet, go watch it right now on Netflix. And Nash doesn't take it well because Nash has billions of wells in his head since after Crisis because of his mistake. He talks to Barry, and then they went to McCulloch Technologies because they're trying to protect him. I'm not going to spoil any rest of the show because it's going to be a cliffhanger you're never going to forget. Iris dies. Iris doesn't die. Iris disappears. More about this, you watch it on Netflix because I don't want to spoil a thing for any of my fans. So, there we go. Our next topic today will be about Uncut Gems. I'm only going to make it short and sweet. Bad parent tries to gamble his life away, and then he gets shot by robbers. There you go. Over a bet from the NBA games between the Celtics and some other team. All right, my next topic today will be about the Logan Paul versus Antonio Brown fight. Logan made a song called Broke Down. You can watch it on YouTube. Just go type in Logan Paul, Broke. This has been going on since 6 months ago. They've been talking about their Antonio and Logan. Logan after the KSI versus Logan Paul 2 flat fight last year in Los Angeles. You can watch it on YouTube right now if you wanted to check it out. They were talking about they were going to fight each other because, you know, one said to another and they made diss tracks on each other. But since the coronavirus, COVID-19, happened, they're not fighting anymore because, you know, quarantine, everybody's got to put 6 feet away from each other, you know, sanitize, wash your hands, clean everything in the house like I'm doing right now before I get back to my laundry. I love my parents. They said they were going to fight, but they never did. So now I'm speculating. Logan, if you're making your next vlog today, when is that fight going to happen and why? Like, man, when is that going to happen? When you do Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world, you guys go check it out. Made billions of hits. Go check it out. I'm just wondering when that fight's going to happen. Left on Red members, you should go on theraka.com to get your merch today because they got a new sale, I think, going out. Or is it the same sale? You know, go check it out. All right, now we're going down to our quarantine topics. How to keep you busy during the COVID-19 era. Make TikToks, binge watch shows, social media posts, keep posting every day. Eating dinner or eating anything, drink, have a good time, relax, party like it's 1989. I don't fucking know that. I don't remember that song. Binge watch your shows and just have a good time. Anyhow, this will be my last 3 minutes before I sign off. Now, I'm not going to clock out yet because I'm going to talk about something. What am I supposed to talk about? Oh, yeah. Anybody who noticed about on YouTube that the beaches are now closed. I hope that's not the case because I still wish I could go with my family to go hang out to the beach, ride my bikes and stuff. So I hope that gets, I hope we go from stage 2 to stage 3 to stage 4. Anyone that's watching this podcast, all you have to do is still hope and believe in the impossible and make and believe that one day we'll be out of this COVID-19 stuff and you can go back to partying, drinking, smoking, going to round one, going wherever you want to do. Believe in yourself. If any kids are watching this today, I'm just saying, just have hope. We will get through past this. And if anyone's seeking of hope or trying to pass high school, it's the easiest thing in the world. You just gotta work your hardest to pass high school. But you guys are lucky. You guys are not gonna even having a prom. I feel bad for you guys not having a prom or graduation. My brother's not even going to go to prom. He's in Maryland right now, Baltimore, Maryland, Perry Hall. Perry Hall High School. I used to go there as a kid when I was 14 to 16. They're not gonna even have a prom and they're just gonna have a little party because they're not gonna be graduating this year. If you want to watch the 2020 graduation ceremony, all you have to do is hashtag graduation 2020 on Instagram and Facebook to watch that. All right, here's my last topic today. It's about people who not say who they really are. if you guys are just taking people for their money and stuff or anything else, or saying that you're not saying you who you are, just be honest to yourself and honest to people, for God's sake. I'm tired of people saying that they don't want to do something for their man or woman, and that's how relationship ends. So just be honest with each other, and that's all you have to do. And I hope you guys are having a great weekend. You know, stay active, wash your hands and everything. And I hope to see you guys on the flip side. This is the Dark Spectator signing off. I hope you guys have a good night. Rest of your week, I'll be signing off. Later. Peace.